Bienvenido a la nueva temporada de Romo y Leño, antes conocido como The Melting Pot Podcast, con ustedes como siempre, Cañemo activo aquí, mi co-host activo con nosotros, Rosa la Melosa, dale luz Rosa, que lo que.
Con ustedes y para muy bien tiempo, preparen su traguito, su leño, preparen todo, because we are ready to shit.
Ya ustedes saben, we ready to get lit. Estamos aquí activos bebiéndonos un Brugal doble reservado directamente desde el patio. Ya ustedes saben, una vaina bacana. El tema que escucharon ahí fue de Priceless J, Love PTSD, available on all platforms. Go follow him on Instagram at SBE Priceless J to get all the new hits that he has available. A couple of videos on there too. They're pretty fire. They got their views on it, support, Philly show support, come on, we got to support each other. Y'all know how it go.
Definitivamente una canción muy...
¿Y qué es lo que es, Rosa? Háblame de ti, vamos a darle datos a los fanáticos de lo que estamos haciendo hoy en día. ¿Cómo vamos a entrar con Romo y Leño? Porque le cambiamos la vuelta, porque que ya ustedes saben, entre Rosa y yo no se sabe ahora mismo quién fuma más.
Si yo te dijera que ahora mismo yo estoy... extremadamente matada después de noche. Definitivamente después que mi primo vinieron a mi casa. Estoy agotada.
Pero es que a ti te gusta desacatarte demasiado. Tú no tienes like, tú no tienes un botón de pausa, yo.
No hay botón de pausa. Lo que pasa es que alguna vez cuando viene la familia uno se contenta demasiado.
No.
Definitivamente cuando la familia está around, you got too happy.
Yeah, if they're around, you get happy, but you're not gonna get sloppy, nigga. You get sloppy.
Pero, ¿cuál es el punto de tú estar con tu familia si tú no puedes ponerte sloppy? Like,
what the fuck, nigga?
God.
Like,
drunk people.
No. Like, there's moderate drunk and then there's sloppy, nigga. Like, dando aqua.
No, pero, like, lo chistoso fue, like, en toda la noche, yo era la persona responsable, like, que estaba haciendo la comida, la que estaba haciendo la cosa.
How the fuck was you the responsible one and you was out of it?
Entonces estábamos haciendo todo, yo estaba haciendo esto, like, haciendo los tragos, pasando la heavy, bebiendo, haciendo videos, todo estuvo bien. Hasta que mi prima se quería ya dormir, porque no, ella no se quería ya dormir, mi prima la vio que ella estaba como like, tirando el ojito para atrás.
Hey people, she extends the stories, ella no llega al punto, ella la diga esta mierda más que el diablo.
El punto es... que cuando yo, like, ya no íbamos a acotar, Mi prima se está bañando. Yo voy para el baño, supuestamente. I don't even remember that. I'm just saying, I don't even remember that.
Hizo una de
Ya
sus mierdas raras.
sé que yo dije que estaba en el baño y nos íbamos a nos íbamos like, I
Yo,
don't know.
wait.
I was
Don't
like,
squeeze the fucking Dutch.
I'm not gonna squeeze the Dutch. ¿Por qué tú siempre dices lo mismo, yo?
Bro, porque tú con
Swear to
esa
God,
uña
I'm
que ni el culo te puede limpiar, you
not
be squeezing the fucking Dutch.
going to. I just wanna say one thing. That's
Say
my
two.
real nails. And I'm not squishing the Dutch.
I'm watching you, bro. I'm watching you. Continue your stupid story.
It's stupid, bitch. It's a funny ass story
Bro,
because
this is the longest story ever.
right now I'm on pain.
Bro,
Like
this is the
so
longest story
pain.
ever.
The point is that I was in the bathroom and the water was spilling on the floor and I like me rebalé, caí
She
entre la
slipped.
bañera
She fell in the bathtub.
y me jodí la rodilla.
And
Mi rodilla mala,
she
my
fucked up
bad
her knee.
knee, my
She been
bad
had an
knee.
accident like mad years ago where she had to get surgery on her knee. So she fell again on this knee for drinking. And this ain't the first time it happened, so don't be surprised.
Bitch, it wasn't for drinking. ¿Por qué tú trying to say that I'm an alcoholic? I'm not an alcoholic, okay?
What are you?
I'm people that like to drink.
You're a fucking alcoholic, bro.
I just like to drink.
Now, mind you, this show is called Romo y Leña porque estamos bebiendo y
Because,
vaina, pero sola,
exactly.
yo solamente bebo cuando estoy aquí compartiendo con
But I'm not
ustedes.
alcoholic. I'm a
Esta señorita bebe 24/7, 24/7. She drinks
liar.
every day.
Liar.
Fuck out of here.
Yo soy un adulto muy responsable.
Listen, folks, if you want to get the best gas in Philly, you got to go follow my guys, Pleasure Packs, on Instagram. They got the best za, hands down. You will always smoke good. You will always smoke right. Go ahead and do your lungs a favor. We smoking this shit right now, and we high as a motherfucker. You know? Ross, entonces dime, what did you think about this Will Smith situation with Chris Rock? Did you are you updated with that or no?
Eso es lo más fake que yo he visto en toda mi
Right?
vida. Dios
Right?
mío,
Right?
that was so fake. Tú no más tienes que ver. El tipo estaba haciendo un joke about de su
Like,
esposa.
yeah,
Y
it's not
ella
a disease.
no,
She
no,
has
no, no tanto
a
eso.
alopecia or
Like, ella
whatever,
se,
however you
ok,
say it.
pero ella se estaba riendo del joke. Ella estaba disfrutando el chiste. Will Smith estaba disfrutando del chiste y de repente él como que no le gustó el chiste y él trató de ser un hombre muy wow. Y como like, oh, I'm gonna step out for my woman.
It's not
Like, come
only that.
on, no una galleta, ¿por qué tú no diste un fucking puño?
It's not only
Dime una
that, bro.
galleta,
It's
no,
like
like, yo
the
no di
way he
una
threw that
galleta
smack.
hasta.
The way he threw that smack, it was like
Like,
all
como
goofy.
like, oh my God, don't talk about my woman.
Like to
Oh.
me that smack was type gay.
No,
Nah,
but
no offense to the gay community. I love you all, you know, we're all equal. It's
not even
okay.
that, bro. Pero en serio, si tú estás ofendido porque ofendieron a tu woman, like, come on, you need to punch that guy. Like, tú estás ofendido porque ofendieron a tu mujer. Like, oh. Tú estás hablando mal de mi mujer o tú estás ofendiendo a mi mujer con un joke. I'm gonna smack you, pero no date una galleta. I'm gonna smack you, que tú lo sientas, que tú caigas en el suelo y digas, ¿pero por qué?
Like, I don't know,
¿Pero por qué?
like to me, it was propaganda.
Yes.
Like, there's something
Yo,
behind it.
eso fue lo que yo dije.
There's
Ellos
something
como que,
behind it.
¿por qué ellos trataron de distraernos de esa forma? Porque ellos trataron como de, I don't know, I'm just like,
Like, I don't know, like,
sorry,
to
pero yo soy
me,
como muy
'cause
conspirativa.
I know that Kevin Hart and Chris Rock are about to do a jointed tour,
Yo digo que
a
todo
comedy
eso,
tour.
ajá, yo digo que todo eso es como parte de como, like, yo te ayudo, tú me ayudas, tú me das la mano, yo
Exactly.
te doy la mano, like, yo no
So
te doy tan duro y tú estás bien.
also, Will Smith was working on Bad Boys 4. So now you got all these eyes on both of you.
Sienta, like,
You got
everything
all
is
eyes on
going
both of you.
together.
And each one of them gained so many followers after this situation.
Exactly, because everybody is talking about that. Not even, si tú no lo crees o si tú lo crees, Como quiera, tú estás hablando de eso. Porque la gente
Now,
está haciendo chiste de eso, está hablando de eso, está haciendo eso viral.
in my opinion, Jada Pinkett is manipulative because she's not letting him talk about it until she talks about it on the Red Table Talk.
Claro, eso es marketing.
It's marketing, but damn, bro, like,
Hello. Ella quiere hacer promoción de lo
yeah,
que
but
ella,
she's
like,
like in a sort of way,
she
like
knows.
in a sort of way, right? Like, yeah, they're both married or whatever, but they each have different marketing executives that control what they sell. So, in a way, if she's doing that, she's blocking Will Smith's income of trying to sell that story before she sells the story.
Pero si él tratara como de hacerlo primero que ella, se vería mal. So a él no le conviene hacerlo primero que ella. Ella tiene que hablar primero que él.
Like, I don't.
That's the thing. She needs to
Like, you
talk
know, like,
first.
I don't know the full details, but it might be that
Para mí tiene que ser así.
when they do it at the Red Table Talk, que, you know, it might be a joint venture. Like, yeah, you're gonna get your money for doing the interview here. So that might be the
Imagínate que después
case.
aparezca y que ellos van a hacer de como un reto. La guerra en su casa, los tres juntos.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna
Oh
happen.
my God. Yo voy
It's gonna
a, yo ni
happen.
siquiera lo voy a ver.
I'm gonna
Because
watch it.
it's gonna be so stupid.
I
Because
have to
yo
watch
me
it
voy a
because, like,
encojonar. Porque yo voy a pensar que todo estaba planeado.
no. It's that, look,
Porque uno ve ahí como estúpido
listen,
mirando esa vaina.
but we have to watch it because we have to
I
talk about it
know.
here.
I know. Because
We have to talk
you're
about it
going to
here.
talk about that. I'm not going to. I'm just saying.
Damn, man, that's some good ass weed.
I'm just saying, I'm not gonna talk about that, okay?
We have to
Because
talk about it. I mean, we have no choice.
you're going to,
And you're
and
gonna join me in the
I'm gonna
conversation.
say, oh, sí, tiene razón, oh, no, tiene razón, pero I'm not going to watch that shit.
Yeah, but you're gonna weigh in your opinion.
Okay.
Aren't you?
I am.
All right, then that's all that matters. That's all I'm asking. Oh, come on.
Oh my God, I
You have to watch it.
can't.
Because in order for you to give your opinion,
I'm gonna
in
feel
order for you to
like
give your factual opinion, you have to watch it.
I'm gonna feel like they pay me.
What do you mean, how?
What you mean how? Como que todo está planeado como para que uno llegara exactamente a ese mismo momento.
No.
Como like they get it together en toda esa vaina de que para que ella tenga más views y all that shit.
But
No,
I
I
mean
can't.
that's the whole thing behind the marketing.
I know, but I can't.
You can, but you ain't got no choice.
So weird, yo.
You
People are
have
so
no choice.
weird.
You have no choice.
Bueno, así que son la gente famosa que se va a hacer. La cuarentena ha puesto a la gente muy rara.
Guys, if you want the hottest beats, artists out there right now that are looking for producers out there and you're looking for solid beats, I have to you Almighty Nate. Go follow him on Instagram at Almighty Nate. He has features with J.I. He has features with Lil TJ. He has features with Hot Boy. He has fit features with Roddy Ricch. He has features with Coscuyuela. My man has a lot of features under his belt. He's a well-known producer from Philadelphia, young kid. I know him personally. So if you want to work with him, follow him on Instagram. All his details are in there, his email and everything that you can get in contact with
Go
him.
check it out, guys.
Again, at Almighty Nate. That's on Instagram. Go get at my guy. So, detrás del cambio de nombre, the name change, I was going
Que
with the
al
melting.
principio era el nombre que se iba a poner. Dilo como es.
Yeah.
Okay.
Romuleño, it was the original name.
Exactly.
So what happened was, things happen. Everybody needs their time off or whatever. People need to drift away and get
I
themselves
was in
together.
DR.
She was in DR. She kept saying she was going to come back every certain amount of time. And she never came back. She never came.
I spent like 6 months in Dominican Republic,
Esa
so I
tipa se
have
quedó para
leads there.
allá, botada, no hizo nada. So
Oh my
anyway,
God.
I'm like, damn, I need to get this shit going. So I named it the Melting Pot.
Exactly.
Why did I name it the Melting Pot at that point? If you guys are my old listeners, I named it that because I told you I'm from New York. New York is the melting pot of everything. You got every culture available down there. That's all I was raised around. So boom, I came back down here, and the original name was Romuileño because we both love to drink and we both love to smoke. Isn't that right, Rosa?
Yeah, that's right.
Nosotros fumamos y bebemos más que el diablo. So el nombre estaba adecuadamente para nosotros y ese era el nombre original. So
And we like to like mix like English and Spanish, the two things together. We want to like do something different that nobody have it right now. Vamos a traer gente que hable de su experiencia
definitely,
tomando,
definitely, definitely.
fumando, like experiencia diferente, like
Like
gente nueva.
we want to bring everybody out here from Philly, whether you're an artist, whether you're a business
Normal
owner,
people, like gente normales.
whatever you get into and you want to distribute out there to the public and you want to do it via our podcast, you're available. It's open doors. You can sit up here with us, you can drink. If you don't smoke, you can drink. And if you do
You
both,
can
then you can do both.
do both. Exactly. You can do both. If you don't wanna do anything, you can do anything. It's gonna be sad though, because you
No,
like to
nah, it's
watch
not going to be
us.
sad because I don't want to peer pressure you to
But you
thinking that
wanna
you have
watch
to come
us
here.
have a fun about you not doing shit.
Nah. That's all her. She being a dick right now. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to have you coming on here feeling uncomfortable that if you don't smoke or whatever or don't drink, then you're
Come
not
here.
welcome here. You're
Thank
welcome.
you.
You're welcome here. You're
I'm just
welcome here.
saying, don't come here.
Don't
Thank
listen to
you.
her. She sometimes does crack.
Don't come here.
I try to tell
All
her to
right?
stay off of that, but she don't
Don't
listen.
come here if you don't do nothing alone. Okay?
Another artist from Philly I want to shout out is my homeboy, my brother. He's been my brother for years. Sandbox days, you know how that shit go. It's King Bud. Go follow him on Instagram at King Bud. Go search for his music on YouTube. It's available also on all platforms. It's available on iTunes. It's available on YouTube. It's available on Spotify, all major platforms. Again, it is available. Go check him out. Give him likes, subscribe to his channel. Fuck with his music. It's a new artist in Philly. He's holding himself down. He's doing what he's supposed to do. And it's the right thing to do when we out here. We're showing love and we're showing support to every and any artist in Philadelphia, whatever you do, whether it's marketing, whether it's designer, whether you're into clothing, I don't care what it is. Let me know what it is. Follow us on Instagram. I will let y'all know once I set that up. So you can guys go ahead and give us a follow on there and let
Yep.
us know whatever you want to use, whatever you want us to talk about. We'll post it on there.
course.
It's what we're all about. It's diversity. We don't discriminate at all. I mean,
Actually, I was like just thinking about something.
what you was thinking about?
¿Qué fue lo más loco que te ha pasado a ti en tu trabajo? En un trabajo que tú hayas comenzado, un trabajo que ya tú tengas. ¿Qué es lo más loco que te haya pasado en el trabajo? Que
All
te haya
right.
visto, que te haya escuchado, que te haya pasado en general.
All right. So what she asked me is, what was the craziest thing that I've ever encountered or witnessed while being employed? So, to give you a brief story on that, this was a coworker of mine. We're still working at the same company, but we no longer work together. We work at a trucking company.
Love story.
So, you know, this story is coming on to those of us who think we have it hard. You know, those of us that complain a lot when things go wrong, because I was one of them until this man told me his story. So this is his story. Married man, had three kids. I believe one of his kids was 10. The other one was about 7, and then he had a youngest daughter. She was about 3 or 4. On that Sunday, one of the kids had a baseball practice. I think he couldn't go because he was sick. He had a little fever or whatever. So the dad was cutting the grass. There wasn't enough gas in the lawnmower that he was using. He was using a mobile lawnmower, the ones you ride on. So he went off to the gas station to get gas. While he was doing that, I guess the kids were playing around and They hopped on the lawnmower. It had enough gas to run forward, just not enough gas to, cut the whole field. I'm not sure the property length. And, by tragedy, the kid ran over the little girl. And she suffered life-threatening injuries, which took her life at that young of an age, all due to a tragic accident from that lawnmower. So, fast forwarding towards that, a couple years after, they're trying to recuperate from everything, such a traumatic loss, trying to get the kids together and, trying to make them understand that it wasn't their fault. So a couple years went by and they wanted to try and have another kid. So boom, they have the other child, and this child was born with cerebral palsy. Yeah. Not too long after that, his wife is diagnosed with terminal cancer.
No. Why?
Further down the road, 6 months later, his wife passes away from the terminal
Oh my
cancer.
God. Stop it.
Yeah.
You play with me,
No,
Mariano. Oh
this is
my God.
real. This is real. He told me this story
Oh.
himself.
Oh my God.
So now he's going through so much trauma. I mean, you lost your daughter to a traumatic accident. Few years down the line, you decide to have another child with your wife because she wants to have another baby in the house. And through an accident during birth, the child was ultimately born with cerebral palsy. So now you have to take care of that, plus your other two children. So now he's 60 something. And the kid with cerebral palsy is in a home because he can't take care of him. I mean, he's an old man himself. He can't keep up with the care that the child needs. So now he's telling me all of this, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, damn. Like, I have the audacity to complain about shit?
La gente contó todo eso en el trabajo.
Yeah, like,
Oh my
as soon as he
God.
finished telling me that, he was
My
like, he
God.
told me, he was like, I don't know why I just told you all of this, but I just felt comfortable telling you this. And I'm like,
Es tan raro que cosas así pasen.
yeah.
You know how weird that shit is? Like, there's something like that, like people like find you like
Bro, so like listen man, like
oh my
it doesn't
God.
stop here. It doesn't stop here. The story gets fucking crazier. So I forget the little girl's name, right? The little girl that passed away due to the accident. Okay. When he was about 10 or 11, the dad, he was raped. Not by a man, by a woman. I guess you can get raped by a woman, for anybody that's wondering. So that happened to him, right? So, boom, he got raped. The woman did about, I think it was like 4 years in prison for the rape. She got out. Throughout the whole time, he didn't know that the woman got pregnant. Him at 10 years
¡Qué
old.
mierda! Mira, tú te estás hablando,
Bro.
no te puedo
Bro, this
creer.
is real. I swear on everything I love, this is
Oh my
real.
God.
So,
Ese tipo tiene que haberte
listen.
mentido con un carajo. Porque ¿cómo puede ser que tanta
He
cosa?
showed me the pic.
Él necesita como una
Hey,
telenovela para
like,
verse
if he lied to
esa
me, then he's going to hell.
telenovela.
I'm telling y'all his story. If he lied to me, he's
For
going to hell.
real. We're going to hell.
So, boom, right? Supposedly, my years went down, everything happened. Yada, yada, yada. Lady got out of prison. I think it was about 2017, 2016. This girl hit him up on Facebook, asking him if he was such and such from such and such place. And he goes, yeah. And she tells him, my mom is such and such. The lady that did what she did to him. So the girl's telling him, "My mom is dying of cancer."
Oh
She told me
no.
who my dad was. She told me what she did. She's on her deathbed. This is why I'm contacting you.
What?
Guess what the fucking lady's name was?
Oh my God, stop.
The little girl's name. The little girl that he lost, that is the new the lady that hit
My
him up on Facebook's
God,
name.
I
Bro.
cry. That's so sad.
When he told me that shit, now I'm just stuck on stupid. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? And he looked at me like with tears in his eyes. He's like, "I lost my daughter with such and such name.
Oh my God,
And further
I
down the line, this girl hits me up on Facebook. And her first name is my daughter's name, my late daughter's name."
Oh my God. So weird.
Like, this dude had a fucking bizarre ass story, man.
Oh my God, he needs to like do a
He
telenovela or
really
something
does. He
or
really
he
does.
needs
He
to
needs
do
to write a
a
book.
film or something
He
like
needs to write a
that.
book.
Like, oh my God.
He needs to write a book. If everything is true, he needs to write a book.
For real, like, porque sí, mira, te estoy diciendo que, like, I have tears in my eyes right now. Like, that shit
Following
is
up for
so
you
sad.
guys, if you need any repair on your cell phone, any cell phone, whether it's an iPhone or an Android, hit up Cody Repairs on Instagram. He has a mobile repair cell phone service. Yes, that's right. He comes to you at affordable prices with guaranteed screen protection. And he also sells cases for your phone. Again, follow him on Instagram at Coley Repairs. He just serviced one of my phones. So from me to you, the service is A-OK. He came over here. He did my phone within 15 minutes. That's right. Within 15 minutes, he had my phone on and working. My screen was demolished. I ran over that shit like 2 times. You want to know how that shit happened? Here's a quick story for you guys. It was a winter day. One day I was getting in my car. My car is a low car. I sat in the car. I did not notice that my phone fell out of my pocket. I get in my car very normal and I drive off.
Como
As
es la
I,
que le pasa por encima?
yes, I,
Estúpido.
but wait, I did not know that I did that yet. I'm driving, and I'm checking my pocket. And I'm like, oh shit, what the
Where's
fuck?
my phone?
I left my phone at home. So boom, I'm driving back to the house.
And you're back. Oh my
I pull into
God.
the same spot that I was in.
And you're
So
back
guess
again.
what? I ran over the phone not once, but
Twice.
twice.
Bravo. Genius.
So boom, the phone is still on, and I'm calling my phone from another phone, and I'm like, yo, I'm hearing it
Where's my
ringing.
phone?
I'm like, where the fuck my phone at?
Hmm?
And I'm looking and I'm looking, and as I get through it, I see it in the snow, and I'm like, oh my God.
No.
So like, as a dumbass thought, I'm like, maybe the snow cushioned the crush. Maybe the snow protected my phone from getting crushed. I went and grabbed my phone, and there was no screen available for me to touch. But thanks to Coley Repairs, my phone was on and working again,
Yay.
and I was able to send it to my family in the Dominican Republic for them to use it for whatever the fuck they wanted to. That's not my problem.
That's not our problem.
Yeah, Rosa. So what's up? You tell me a little story, man. I gave you a little captivating th story
Esa
about my work
historia que tú
job.
contaste fue tan como conmovida y a la misma vez como tan linda,
Yeah,
que la
man.
mía es como tan pervertida y a la misma vez tan estúpida.
Hey, a story is a story. A story is a story.
So I was like normally like getting ready to get to work, like normally. So I get to work a time and everything. I open the door. I see
You can tell your
in
story in Spanish and I can translate for your Spanish and for the
the.
Spanish
Stupid. Hold
listeners.
on. I'm gonna try like to talk about my story in English. You know, I want like to be professional.
Excusa, ahora me va a tocar a mí. Trata. ¿Tú me entiendes?
El punto es que yo estaba tratando de llegar temprano al trabajo, llegué temprano al trabajo.
She got early
Super
to work.
puntual.
Super punctual.
Me siento like super relaxed, waiting for like to everything to happen, blah blah blah. And I listen to this noise, to this weird, familiar noise, so hard, so pointing, so like,
But
so
what the
like,
fuck was the noise? Like, nigga, describe the noise. You're
hold
like.
on, hold on, hold on. I got it, hold on. Almost got it. And I was like, what? I was listening to music like I normally like do.
With your headphones?
Yeah. And
And you
then I'm
heard the
like,
noise?
yes, it was so hard. I'm telling you, it was hard.
Was
And
it a
then I was
ghost?
like, what the fuck is happening? And I hear there was like, like this, and like, boom, 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 boom.
That
And I
poom
was
poom
like,
poom 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 she's making the sounds of is somebody fucking.
babe, boss, fucking for like, I don't know how many hours, but I was like, if that's normal,
Who was fucking?
the people who was living downstairs.
Downstairs?
Yes.
Damn, and you heard that shit upstairs?
I know. That's how hard that shit
Damn. That
was.
nigga broke her pelvis.
I was like, what
What
the
the fuck?
fuck?
Damn.
And that shit was like, bam, 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 or like a, now we're in something.
That was some
That
vigorous
was
fucking.
something so weird, and I was like, oh my God, this is so weird.
That was some
I feel so
vigorous.
uncomfortable right now, but I feel like, wow, qué resistencia. Oh my God, chica, tú estás bien?
Chica, tú estás bien. That nigga
Say,
must
chica,
have.
tú estás bien?
That dude must have took a pill or something.
I know, that's why I say, chica, tú estás bien? Are you still alive?
All right, guys. Right now, I'm gonna Pele you King Bud's Swerve. Go check that out on iTunes or YouTube. Let's get with it.
Advertising on YouTube
Whoa, we
helps me
got some
reach engaged
advertisements. This
customers
is some
like Jenna,
bullshit.
who's been searching for landscapers on
You know what I'm
Google.
saying? This is the YouTube thing. I'm sorry. Whoa, what's going on?
We poor people.
We ain't poor.
Sorry, our
We ain't poor. We
podcast.
getting our shit together.
Call me the king. They call me the king. They call me the king. If I call the shooters, they jumping out. Jump out the whip like a haunted house. Run through the grill like a running back. Four on the quarter, I punt it out. Still on the corner, them niggas is gone as they busting their chaps at their mama house. Straight from the quarter, I went to the 40, but lately been keeping that 100 out. I get these dudes 100 racks. Hat like a wolf and I hunt him down. I get them bulls what they asking for. Most show me love when I come around. I know some shooters that run with the shooters that walk with the that run the town. And I know some that say they some shooters, but all of their stories is fantastic. I had to shake and quake and bake. I put that 40 in front of mine. I put my nukes in front of them boots. Them kitties ain't nothing to purr about. I had to shake. Yeah, I had to shake. Yeah. Going the hood to fur around. Head like a wolf and I hunt him down. Shout out to Philly, I'm from the town. Foot on the pedal, I hold it down. I had to shake. Yeah, I had to shake. Yeah. And I had to scrape, to scrape, to scrape. Now I'm the king of my stomach grounds. And I had to pray, pray, pray. None of that karma gonna come around. Cause I won't talk about. All of my hitters is still around. I did some shit I ain't proud about. At least I'm the one that be smiling now. If I had to shake and shake the room, word to my mother, I lay it down. Like I had to shake, quake, the bank, counting this money while cutting out. I get these dudes 100 rounds. Hat like a wolf and I hunt him down. I get them boys what they asking for. Most show me love when I come around. I had to swerve. Don't wanna I had to swerve, duck in the eyes, swerve, duck in the cops, swerve, I'm building the blocks, I had a dream, I live like a king, I had a dream, I'm stuck in my ways, dream, letting them in, I had a dream, they call me the king, I had to swerve, throwing the shots, I had to swerve, ducking the hops, swerve. Ducking the cops, swerve. I'm bending the blocks, I had to swerve. Ducking the hops, I had to swerve.
Sin duda, señores, que Dios bendiga el Brugal. Porque si no fuera por el Brugal ahora mismo, yo no pudiera ni siquiera estar sentada ahora mismo.
That right there was Swerve by my brother King Bud. Go check that out on iTunes and YouTube. It's also available on any platform, including Spotify and all other majors. Let's get with it. So,
check it out, guys.
I want to give y'all a little piece of me so y'all can get to know me a little better, because I have to be like in tune with my listeners, right? So, I was born in Dominican Republic.
Aunque no lo aparenta y ni siquiera quiera ir a Santo Domingo por ahora, no sé lo que él piensa.
My mother brought me over to the U.S. when I was 21 days old. At first, it was just my mom's, my grandma and my grandpa, and me. In a little apartment in Bronx, New York, in 1226 Sherman Avenue. That's where we was at, in the Bronx, right off 167th and the Concourse. So, boom, that's my life there in New York, you know, simple life. Like I said, the melting pot. So I ran into a lot of people, different races. I was able to intertwine with all, learn about all, and learn to love all. So, boom, fast forwarding, I completed my elementary years there. I completed my middle school year there. Here comes my high school year. I was only able to complete my freshman year of high school in New York, because by that time, my parents had decided to buy a business and move us out here to Philadelphia. So, boom, this had to be, I say, around 2006 when I first got to Philly. My first school was Fells. I fucked up in Fells. You know what I'm saying? I fumbled over there. I got kicked out that bitch. So, boom, now I'm over here. I'm looking for a new school. I applied to Frankfurt. They say, no, we ain't got no room for you.
Oh, my God, you've been Frankfurt?
I go to Edison. They like, no, we ain't got no room for you. I even go to Northeast. They like, no, we ain't got no room for you. I'm like, damn. So my choice was that correctional school. So mind you, I'm like, damn, I'm a dickhead, but I'm not that much of a dickhead to go to this fucking school. Like, come on now. So, like I said, my parents came out here to buy a business. They bought a corner store. They bought a poppy store. Because I used to draw in school, man.
My God.
I wasn't a good kid. But that's besides the point. That's besides the point. So, like I said, my parents bought a poppy store, corner store out here, like I know in Philly. And it was a customer that had a daughter that went to this charter school. And thanks to her, I was able... Thanks to her, I was able to go to Del Valle. Now, mind you, the day I go to Del Valle, I'm sitting at the office trying to sign in and shit. And the coach come in the office. This is Cambria. You know, for my fellow Del Valle students that's going to be listening to the podcast, Cambria walk in. He look at me. He's like, you play baseball? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, don't worry about it. I'm going to get you in. Boom. He walk out the office. I don't know what the fuck happened. So, boom, all of a sudden, I hear my...
Not even that girl playing baseball.
I was good enough to fucking play for the school. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, she a hater, bro. I don't know why I deal with her. But all of a sudden, I hear my name in the loudspeaker. They telling me to go to the office. I don't even know where the fucking office is. I just walked into the fucking building, and I'm sitting outside, like, in the main lobby.
Just that day.
That day, that same day. Everything is happening that day. So, boom, I forget who was it that was in the front. She takes us over to the principal's office. This nigga makes me sign a contract.
What?
Yeah. He like, first fight, whatever you do, you out of here. Boom, no questions asked. I'm like, God damn it. So, boom, I'm in the school now. I'm chilling.
What the fuck?
So, this is when Bud comes in the picture. So, Bud is the baseball captain. Mm. Bud is my best friend, the one that I just played his music, King Bud.
Oh,
So boom, I guess the coach told them, oh, we got a new player for our team. So boom, Bud walks up to me, shakes my hand, blah blah blah. We start throwing it in the baseball. We start throwing the baseball in the gym. Mm-hmm. We playing catch, boom, boom, we start tossing it, doing hard as shit. I'm saying we click. Like I said, that's my brother to this day. We click, and then from there on out.
Tú también alarga las historias.
No, I'm telling, I'm giving them my whole life in high school.
I know, pero tú estás alargando everything.
No, I'm giving them a piece of me.
You cannot tell me nothing.
It's gonna be your turn. Relax, mind your business. So boom, that's high school. So throughout high school, like I said, my parents, like I said, they had the poppy story. But my parents were the type of parents that, if they bought me like a pair of sneakers, that was my fucking pair of sneakers for the year.
Eso está bien. Como muchísimo niño ni siquiera tenía.
Like you feel me? Like I was walking.
Durante 5 años con solo
par de tenis. I don't give a fuck. I'm not them. I'm me. We're not talking about them. We're talking about me. So anyways, I'm out here walking with Chucks on in the fucking snow. All right? My toes was harder than a motherfucker. I couldn't feel my motherfucking toes. And then guess what? I ain't like catching the bus. So my dumb ass was walking from Broad and Olney all the way down Summerdale and Granite. If anybody know the distance, y'all know how long that motherfucking walk is. I was walking in Chucks, and I was begging my parents to buy me some fucking boots. I'm like, please, buy me some ACGs. They were like $160.
Wow. Ellos no costaban tanto. Oye,
that was, bro, you own a corner store, wow. Bro. You're making at least like $800 to $900 a day. So anyway, here come my brother. And he bro, you want some, you know what I'm saying? You want these polo boots? I said, yeah, bro, for sure. Boom, I'm walking to school with my new polo boots, nigga. I mean, they're not new, but they don't know that. Anyways, I'm out here walking with my new polo boots. My pop see me with the polo boots. He get mad at me. He out here talking about, well, I'm taking handouts because yo estoy recibiendo vaina de gente como que yo soy pobre. Like, why am I taking shit as if I'm poor? So now he goes buying me the boots. He goes and buys me the boots I wanted, the ACGs, because he says I'm not poor and I'm not going to be making him pasar vergüenza. I'm not going to be embarrassing him. So now, shit, I lucked out. I got polo boots and I got ACG boots. Fuck all that. You know what I'm saying?
Ganando.
Fuck yeah, that was a win-win.
Dos lados.
My pop got offended, wow. And my friend, you know what I'm saying, he saved me from further embarrassment. Because wow. I was getting clowns for that shit.
Yeah.
Like, niggas would be like, yo, manito, like, what? Bro.
Más cuando uno se la da como tú te la da, porque tú te la estabas dando mucho en la escuela, por lo que yo escuché.
Of course.
Claro, exacto.
Of course.
Y eso es lo que pasa.
All right, so now that I gave y'all a brief story about me, Rosa Lamelos over here, you know, she's an immigrant just like me. Give us a little story about you coming into the U.S. so we can get to know you better.
What can I say? In the Dominican Republic, I was like a typical, normal, like, estudiaba.
She was throwing rocks at people's windows.
Stop it. Salía, compartía con mis amigos, hacía muchísimas cosas.
She came from the farmland. She was a wild girl.
Stupid. Anyway, yo desde muy joven fui modelo. Like, a mí me encantaba llamar la atención. Me encantaba estar ocupada. Me encantaba que la gente me mirara.
She was a cocky ass motherfucker, is what she's saying. She liked being a modeling and she liked people watching her and all that shit. You fucking creep. You're fucking obsessed with yourself.
Of course. I love myself. What can I say?
If anything, people, if you want to imagine what she looks like, if you ever saw the wild Thornberry, she looks like Darwin.
The point is, the, a mí me encanta, yo estaba en el modelaje, yo fui dos veces, Miss Andrés.
Miss Andrés is a place in the Dominican Republic. It's a little community out there called St. Andrés.
Mm-hmm. Fui Miss Boca Chica.
She was also Miss Boca Chica. Mm-hmm. I think there was a lot of scamming going on.
There was a lot of Miss.
There was a lot of scamming going on. I think her parents had some money.
Shut up.
They was paying the judges.
Mi mamá nunca iba a pagar ni por un solo peso por eso. Tú sabes, la gente cree como que es fácil ser una modelo, pero en ese tiempo, like, yo no sé si ahora, I don't know, pero en ese tiempo allá en Santo Domingo, cuando uno quería ser Miss Andrés o para las patronales, whatever, participar o lo que sea, tú tenías que vender una cierta cantidad de taquilla.
Mm-hmm.
Y aparte de eso, tú tenías que tener patrocinadores para que te ayudaran con la ropa, el maquillaje, todas esas cosas.
Bro, be honest, you used to cheat.
Como todavía pasa eso. Pero tú tienes que ir a los lugares, like, yo fui a un...
Yeah, she laughed because she used to cheat.
No, like, I'm laughing because, like, I was like,
cheating.
Yo era tan... Como,
she was so competitive that she was cheating.
Digo? No, ¿cómo te digo? Yo era como otra persona.
Look, she turned into the evil person. Y'all know how y'all have the good angel and the bad angel on your shoulders? She turned into the bad angel. She was cheating.
No, because I was doing for a good thing because I want to win.
Yo, like, I saw some pretty girls from Boca Chica. In a way in hell you beat them.
Yo quería ganar.
Because you was a cheater.
Y yo iba a ganar. ¿Quién era la más linda de ahí? Yo,
the girl from Boca Chica.
O sea, hello, yo. O
not
sea,
you. You cheating ass motherfucker.
El punto era que que uno iba a esos lugares, uno tenía que, like, tú tenías que presentarte, like, I'm fulana, like,
how old were you?
La escuela, I'm like, da-da-da-da-da.
How old were you?
Me?
Yeah, at that time.
Almost, in that time?
Yeah.
I was like 12. No, I was 13.
Yeah, you was definitely cheating.
Fuck you.
That's cheating age.
No, that's not a cheating age. I was... Yo era muy madura para esa edad.
I was cheating at that age. I was cheating on girlfriends. I was cheating on tests. I was cheating to my mama because I was lying a lot.
Yeah, and I cheat a lot, like, in varios exámenes. Todo el mundo hizo
you
trampa.
Hear,
¿Quién no hizo trampa en un examen?
You want to hear a funny story?
Que en eso uno, yo iba, decía fulana, yo era tanto, soy deportista, me estoy postulando para ser Miss Andrés Boca Chica.
Now mind you, she's telling the judges all this shit, but she's lying.
I'm not telling the judges. I'm telling the people who gonna give me the money to go.
She's lying to them because she's cheating. She's not none of this shit.
What? Oh, what? Like,
she's talking about she's super smart and then yes. That she's athletic and all this shit. Like, shut up.
Yes, I was yo era muy atlética. Yo era, mira, yo estaba
you know
en
why
equipo,
she was athletic? Because
basketball.
She was used to climbing on trees.
No, yo estaba en el equipo de basketball. Yo jugaba voleibol. Yo corría. Yo siempre ganaba la mejor atleta del año en la escuela.
Because you were a cheater.
And I was always the cute one.
The cute one.
Cool. Okay.
People. She's
like,
capping.
Yes, I was always the cute one.
Listen, if you look at her right now, like, look up Darwin from the Wild Thornberries. This is her.
Oh, what about friend you are?
I'm not a bad friend. I'm just trying to get them to understand you. But anyways, you want to hear a funny story?
What?
So, at a certain age, I was still in middle school. I got into tagging up. That's like writing shit on the walls and shit everywhere.
Oh my God.
My mom didn't have to clean the wall. So boom, right? I get into the elevator of my apartment building. And I see a nice little clean spot in the elevator. I'm like, I'm going to tag my name up right there. And boom, I go in, tag my name up. I go to my grandma's house where we're still living. My mom get out of work like at 5. My mom get in the house. My mom get in there. She smacks the shit out of me. Mind you, I don't know what the fuck is going on because I didn't do anything at school. I knew I didn't do nothing at school. I was clean for school.
What is happening?
And I'm just looking at her. She's like, why did the super from the building stop me before I came inside to tell me that you wrote in the elevator? I'm like, what? I didn't do that shit. So my mom like, oh yeah? Come on. She's like, come on. We're going to go downstairs to his office right now. And you're going to tell him that you didn't do it. Because that's disrespectful for him to tell me that you did it and you telling me you didn't do it. So I didn't know there was a fucking camera.
Yes, they are.
So boom, I'm walking into the motherfucker's office like with my chest all out like, nigga, I ain't do this. You lying. I'm like, he like, you sure I'm lying? I'm like, yeah, nigga, you lying.
I don't do that.
He hit that button on that keyboard. That shit started playing back. And there's my bold ass face tagging up in the elevator. My mom smacked me again, boy.
Yo había llevado dos chancletas para darte con las dos chancletas. Una de un lado y la otra para resistirte el otro lado y volverte a darte nuevo.
I didn't know that shit.
Oh, fuck.
If I knew there was a camera there, like, duh, I wouldn't have done it.
Oh, my God. Wow.
But I didn't know.
Wow.
It was well hidden. It was well hidden. It was well hidden.
Nunca he visto
hacerlo. Yes, I did. It's all part of life.
It's true. Actually. It's true.
I had to do it in order to learn. Because see, here's the thing. Like, me growing up, right, I would do shit, but I would also know the consequences of it before I did it, right?
So, tú lo hiciste porque tú querías hacerlo.
Yeah. Like, I would sit there and I would think about the situation. And I'm like, damn.
Tú sabías que te iba a pasar algo por hacerlo. O sea, tú dijiste de que, oh, yo me voy a sentar aquí, pero yo sé que si me siento aquí, me van a dar una galleta porque esa silla no es mía. Pero como quiera, yo me voy a sentar ahí para ver qué va a pasar.
Exactly.
You were such a bad boy.
Exactly. Like,
muy malo, muy malo. Niño malo.
Like, whatever somebody told me not to do, if they didn't give me the reason of why not to do it, I was going to do that shit. Mm-mm. Don't tell me not to do something and not give me a reason why. Because now you got me curious. Now
okay,
I want to do it.
Pero, like, not like that. Not like that. So, like,
yeah,
like,
nigga, like
entiendo,
that.
Yo entiendo eso de que cuando uno pasa por cierta etapa, uno le dicen de que, oh, no haga esto. Y uno dice de que, oh, pero ¿por qué yo no lo puedo hacer? ¿Cómo que yo no lo puedo hacer? Of course I'm going to do it.
But it's
like, that.
It's that since a baby, I was bad as shit.
Yo pasé por eso también, pero tú eras un niño muy malito.
I was. My parents told me that they left me with my aunt. She was taking care of me. I was like fucking 2-3 years old. And my aunt was distracted talking on the phone or whatever, you know. She was young. Mm-hmm. And I decided to start throwing all the china plates out the window.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I just started throwing him out the window. Throwing him out the window.
Thank God, he's not like that no more, guys. Mira, lo puedo asegurar, él no es así.
Like, bro, I used to be a wild-ass fucking young boy.
Tranquilo ahora mismo. So, chicas, está soltero.
Nigga, fast-forwarding. In kindergarten? I was in kindergarten already. Mi papá, he used to leave me in the house. Para ir a la bodega, to go to the store, he would leave me in the house. And then one day he went to the store and he told me, like, don't open the door for nobody. I'm going to go to the store real quick.
Exactly.
I'm like, all right. So around this time, in kindergarten, they're teaching us about 911.
Oh, my God, no. I have a funny story about that.
So, boom, my dad goes to the store, bro. Not even 2 minutes have passed. I'm on the phone calling 911. The phone is ringing. They said just that. They said 911. What is your emergency? I said, huh? Boom, and I hang up. Within like 10 minutes, the cops is at my door. My dad is coming up the stairs.
No.
And he sees the cops at the door, and my dad is scared. He's like, oh my God, what's going on? He opens the door, and he sees me standing in front of the door like, I'm sorry, I called the cops.
Stupid. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Si tú supieras,
yo, I used to wild out.
Funny story about that too, because my beautiful little brother, he was so stupid to tell my mom that he was going to call the cops. Él le dijo a ella, él estaba chiquito, él tenía como uno.
What, she was spanking him?
No. Él tenía como unos 10 años, y mami le dijo algo, le dijo como que él no podía jugar o algo así, yo no me acuerdo qué era. El punto era que nosotros estábamos jugando un videojuego ahí de Shrek, como bailando y vaina así.
Yeah.
Y mami le dijo a él como que él no podía seguir haciéndolo, y él se encojonó. Y él le dijo a mami como que él iba a llamar a la policía. Y él le dijo, te voy a llamar a la policía.
Bueno.
What happened? What do you think happened?
I don't know.